Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, the church in the United States celebrates Independence Day. And so from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is an emeritus professor of preaching and evangelization at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. He has a particular interest in racial equity education, and his preaching today is entitled An Invitation to Study History.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. As a university student, I loved mathematics and literature, but I took no pleasure studying history. Having become interested in history only recently in the third age of my life, I recently finished a 600-page read of America, America, A New History of the New World by Yale University historian Greg Grandin. This sweeping analysis of the history of the Western Hemisphere begins with a 50-page discussion of Bartolomé de las Casas, who in Hispaniola, present-day Haiti and Dominican Republic, heard the historic sermon in Advent 1511 by the Dominican friar Antonio de Montesinos, condemning the island's encomienda system of forced indigenous labor. When Las Casas heard this preaching and came under the influence of the Dominicans, he surrendered his encomienda and became a lifelong Dominican preacher in the Caribbean and Latin America. Greg Grandin says this fertile period of Dominican preaching and intellectual life bore fruit in the birth of international law and marks a standard against which the colonial development of Latin America and the manifest destiny of the United States of America can be understood and assessed. On this United States Independence Day, Philippians 4 tells us that the peace of God surpasses all history and understanding of it. Wherever we are historically planted, Scripture invites us, as it did Bartolomé de las Casas, to whatever is true, accurate, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, and commendable. This call requires us as citizens to learn and thoughtfully relearn our history.